2 from the line, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Foul went against the Bucks, so it is the first team foul, and it is Orlando ball out of bounds. Inbound pass will go to Mo Wagner. Wagner hands the ball off to Banchero. Banchero works it to Jonathan Isaac. He's going to pull up at the free throw line. His shot misses. Back iron strong. Rebound to Andre Jackson Jr. He'll give it now to Lillard. Dame's going the other direction into the front court with 3 minutes gone now in the fourth. Lillard pulls up. His shot missed short. Jumper from 17 wouldn't fall. He's 9 of 17 shooting tonight. 26 points for Dame. Here's a drive and a fading shot. Another tough shot from Anthony. Cole Anthony having himself a half. He's got 23 points now. After he was only able to put, he's got 10 of those 23 here in the second half. Here's Lillard. Turns the corner, try to feed it inside, but it was into traffic and picked up by Banchero. 2-on-2 going the other way. Mo Wagner goes blasting over Crowder, and that's a charge. Scott Foster rings him up. Crowder does a nice job taking one for the team, and he's trying to shake off that collision now. He's a diesel, man. And now they're going to challenge this. So Jamal Mosley going to take a stab at trying to get this one overturned. And as he does, we will step aside. Bucks with a 104-82 lead. A lot of folks thought this Bucks team was in trouble. And who could blame them? You lose the two-time MVP one night ago. Well, coming back 24 hours, Bucks out in front by 22.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Milwaukee sitting pretty, 104-82, 8:32 to go in the fourth. We're brought to you by Pottawatomie. If you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots, table games, plus new dining bars and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. Also by Pick and Save, official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Milwaukee with a basketball. Andre Jackson Jr. cranks up a three and knocks it down from the deep corner right. So Jackson stepping into this game in the second half, connecting on another three. Right after watching his alma mater hoist up another banner that he was a part of a year ago, winning the national championship at UConn. Here's a head fake from Banchero. He's going to fire up a jumper on the baseline. No good. Rebound batted out. Last touch, they'll save Milwaukee. It was Dame. Initially, they were ready to say it was Bucks ball, but they reverse it correctly. I asked Andre who wins between last year's UConn team and this year's team. And I think he gave me a pretty honest answer. He wasn't sure. He said just totally different teams. Here's a shot that misses in the corner. Suggs couldn't connect. And there's Jackson with the rebound. He'll go the other direction, scurrying ahead. Pretty remarkable, though, what Danny Hurley's done with that UConn program. Back-to-back titles, not just back-to-back titles, but dominating fashion. And with as many guys that leave in the college game to refill it that quickly, something. Here's Dame going into the paint. He'll work it over to Crowder. Working around on the outside. Jackson, late here, couldn't get it off in time. And the shot clock violation will give it back to Orlando, trailing by 25 points, 107-82. Yeah, you heard it right. The Bucks have put a whooping on the Magic here in this first of two meetings between these teams in the last three games of the regular season. And this one certainly has a lot riding on it. Two teams within two games of each other. In the Eastern Conference standings late. Tough move by Anthony. Works it to the near side. Catch and shoot three from Jalen Suggs is up and good. Bucks have won 15 of the last 16 against Orlando in this series. Trying to make that run a little bit more ugly from the Magic perspective. 10 to shoot. James got it. Dribbles right side of the lane. Floats it off the window. Would not fall. Rebound batted at a couple times. Crowder got it last half to Jackson. Now to Lopez. Back to Jackson. He'll give to Dame. Dame's pass deflected. Comes right back to him, and he gets fouled. And then pretzeled down with that leg unnaturally behind him. And again, it's just that uncomfortable feeling. How many of these are we going to see here lately? I feel like we've seen 5 months worth of weird falls in 24 hours for the Bucks.
Especially that one. With you mentioned his leg was just kind of unnaturally behind him. You thought, what now?
Portis checks in as he replaces Jackson. Again, Lillard showed no worse for the wear as he sprung right back to his feet. Fortunately, he's got it now. Top of the arc, has the ball taken away from behind. Suggs snuck in behind and pickpocketed him. Now it's a pass inside on the other side. Portis comes away with a steal as he was trying to pass it off. It was kicked out of bounds by Mo Wagner. So Milwaukee gets that ball right back, and Doc Rivers going to use the timeout. Yeah, feel a little better in the building here tonight. Bucks right now got the 107-85 lead 24 hours after seeing Giannis leave the game with an injury. They say he is out for the remainder of the regular season. Hope to have him back for the playoffs. Right now, the Bucks feeling much better. 107-85 when we come back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money on your next landscaping project now at Menards. Menards is your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our landscape design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Stop in today to check out our landscaping options and for great deals going on in our garden center now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
The NBA app is everyone's app. Every fan of every team.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone who follows LeBron, Tatum, and Embiid in the app. Every warrior who's ready to go to battle over three-point percentages. Every streetwear king who's here for the tunnel fits. Every young buck, nugget, and grizzly who wants to take a peek behind the scenes of the league. And everyone else on this floating basketball we call Earth. Download the NBA app today. Available in the Google Play, Apple App, and Android stores.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
5 serve form where the Bucks lead by 22 points, 107-85. Let's take a look at your Network Health fourth quarter numbers. Back to you as always by Network Health. The health insurance made affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you. Fourth quarter numbers for the Bucks right now, 11-8. They have connected on 3 of 7, but the Magic just 3 of 8 here this quarter. It's been defensive in nature. Most importantly for the Magic, no free throw attempts here in the fourth quarter after they took 13 in the third. Dame Lillard's got it on the other side for the Bucks after the timeout, joined by Portis along with Lopez, Crowder, and Connaughton. Dame on the left side. Filters it over now to Portis. Portis with a dribble handoff to Crowder. Crowder uncorks a three but misses it strong, and the rebound goes to Orlando the other direction. Into the front court. Cole Anthony fires away from three. Cannot hit. Missed it strong. Portis gobbles up the rebound before he hands to Dame Lillard. 5:50 to go now in the fourth. Lillard goes into the front court. He's defended by Jalen Suggs. Dame spins off Suggs. Takes it into the paint. Crab step into the lane. Now hands it off to Crowder. Crowder missed the bunny. Got it back and missed it again, but got fouled on the second. He was calling and one. Well, officials gave him their part of the bargain, but Jay didn't deliver on his side. He'll have to get the 2 free throws now. Well, Jay shaking his head, smiling. He knows he was calling and one when his shot didn't fall. But he will have a pair in front of him. Crowder has knocked down a couple threes tonight, counting for part of his 12 points. 4 rebounds off the bench as he hits the first of 2. Beasley comes in to replace Pat Connaughton. Another free throw from Jay coming. Bobby Portis had a season-high 24 points in that first half. That is for a half of basketball here tonight, but only been able to get a couple shots off here in the second half. In fact, just 2 shots. 13 field goals, though, ties his season high. Vaccaro pulls up. He knocks one down from 16 straight away. 109-87, 5:18 to go in the fourth. Damian Lillard going the other direction now for the Bucks, realizing the clock is on their side. They will take their time. Portis catches it. Left of the lane, defended by Vaccaro. Vaccaro pawing at it. Portis passes out of the double team to Lopez. Lopez trots his way into the paint, feeds and fires. Not this time, just short. Magic go the other way. Vaccaro now around the screen. Dribbles as he spins off a couple defenders. Comes to a stop. Double team arrives, and it was almost pry free. Somehow Vaccaro held onto it and fed it over to the opposite side where the three-pointer misses. Coming from the near side and unable to hit. Jet Howard new in now for the Magic. Bucks have it on the other end. Scrambling is that Magic defense. Portis in the paint. Fading and firing from the free throw line. Gets another friendly roll. He's got the Magic touch. Said it a number of times. Bobby, 30 points now. His third 30-point game this year. Here's a drive inside. Suggs will lay it in with the right hand. 111-89. Season high. 14 field goals now for Bobby, who wants it again. Defended by Vaccaro. He wants that shot. Ooh, lost it on a long dribble, and he's diving for it. That's turnover. Bobby may have had his eyes bigger than his stomach there as he just lost it. A rare mistake from one Bobby Portis. So the inbound pass will be coming from the far side. Bucks in their 7th game playing without Giannis. They have gone 3-3 in their first 6. Just got a note that A.J. Green sprained his ankle and will not return. So add that to the list.
Ankles, too. It seems to be contagious with this team.
111-89. I didn't even see it happen.
No.
Marjon Beauchamp's unavailable with the ankle sprain as well. Here's Black sending it inside. And another block for Brook Lopez. Got in the way of the shot of Goga Bitadze, who has just checked in. Lillard's going to tee one up from three, and he knocks it down. Damian Lillard getting some late points now with 29. 10 of 20 from the floor, 3 of 8 from three. A three-pointer on the other side misses, and that will likely be the final shot of the night for one Damian Lillard. And Bobby Portis, Brooke Lopez and company all exchanging high fives. Mission accomplished tonight. Those guys have carried the water and put this Bucks team in a position to finish off the Magic and secure a high seed in the upcoming playoffs. And boy, I mean, what an answer, really, for the last five quarters from this group since Giannis went down with the injury. This is resilience. This is everything Bobby Portis talked about after that game with us last night when he said, we have been through tough times all season long. This is not new to us.
Yeah, I mean, this in many ways feels like it's been three or four different seasons within one with everything that's been going on around this team. So to that point, and Doc mentioned this before the game as well, that there's a lot of resiliency with this group, and I think we've shown that throughout the season. You're 3 minutes plus away from making it official, but the important part about tonight and this score holding is this win would mean you cannot finish fifth, you cannot finish sixth. So you've at least knocked two of those out of position, and you're guaranteed to drop no lower than fourth, regardless of what happens in these final two games.
I'm going to throw a quote out there that Tony Bennett at Virginia said when they lost to a 16 seed only to win the national title the year ago when I was there. He said, if you use adversity right, it could buy you a ticket to a place you would never otherwise go. And he said that when they lost. And he said, okay, we'll see it, believe it when we see it. It really can. Doc Rivers mentioned it. Adversity can be a friend to winning if you use it right and if you get some luck. The Bucks need some luck. They haven't had a lot of it. See if they can get the injury luck to work their way in a postseason. Even when they won the title, well, all right, you could say they got some luck because Giannis's injury was not bigger than it was, but the fact that he injured himself in the first place. But you got to have it. But one way or another, again, these moments can really lend themselves to fortitude and get you battle tested. So a whole bunch of new faces in now for the Bucks. We'll see Thanasis in along with Ty Washington, Andre Jackson, Connaughton, and Beasley out there. We got a whistle and a bucket is going to count on a
goaltend that went in anyway.
So Jackson will get the points. He made the shot anyway on a floater inside. So Milwaukee is going to have a 116-89 lead with 3:12 to go. Both teams have the reserves out there now. For Orlando, it is handled at the top of the arc by Shimei Okeke. Got a whistle and foul on Thanasis onto Antetokounmpo. It'll be his first foul, second team foul for the Bucks. And here comes Chris Livingston in. He'll replace Pat Connaughton, who will take a seat, checking out of this game with 5 points, three assists, two rebounds. 2 of 5 shooting here tonight in his 24 minutes. KK to inbound. Former Auburn Tiger will send it in into Black. Black defended by Andre Jackson Jr. He'll pass it away now to the near side. Admiral Schofield knocks one down. Another SEC guy out of Tennessee. 116-92. Bucks with the lead of the basketball. Washington will pass it now to Beasley. Back to Ty Washington. He'll feed back to Malik. Couple head fakes, bobbing and weaving back and forth. He's defended on the outside. With 5 to shoot, he launches from 3. Could not hit. Missed it strong. Rebound taken by Orlando the other way. Schofield moves it into the front court. He will hand it off. 3-pointer on the way and good from the right wing. Good looking shot there. It was contested, but Jet Howard knocked it down anyway. That is the son of Juwan Howard, former Michigan Wolverine and former Michigan coach. Here's a 3-pointer on the other side. Livingston couldn't hit. 116-95. Orlando going the other way. Magic next up will take on the Philadelphia 76ers on Friday night in Philly before closing out the season with these Bucks at home Sunday at noon. Our time, 1 o'clock local time in Orlando. Here's a pass inside and a foul. Bataze went up strong with it, and he got fouled. He'll go to the line for 2. Andre Jackson gets called for the foul. Hey, Bucks fans, new partial plans are available for the 2024-25 season to get your tickets. Map out your ultimate partial plan. Select the opponents and seat locations that work for your budget and schedule. To get started, visit bucks.com/partial. First free throw is good from Bitadze. I think by this point last night, I was home in the game.
Yes.
Hour and 57 minutes.
Seven.
That is crazy. Second free throw from Bitadze is good. Not a bad 24 hours for the Bucks. Take down the Boston Celtics and Orlando Magic back-to-back on a back-to-back. Bucks can improve to 10-4, second-best win percentage in the league on the second of a back-to-back. Magic just 5-9. Here's a three-pointer or a pull-up jumper that misses from Washington, and another foul going against the Bucks. Second inside the final 2 minutes of this will send Orlando to the line on the other side. Or was that? Well, that might have been the first here in the final two. Was it the second? Yeah, it is going to be free throws on the way. Scoreboard has not reflected it as such yet, but Bitadze will step to the line to take them. Orlando tonight, 21 free throw attempts to 18 for the Bucks, but that's not entirely telling as they've gotten some of these here in garbage time as Bitadze misses on the first, and the wing lovers amongst us are on their feet begging for free wings from Wingstop. Chicken on the house, Bitadze, no good! He missed it. So the Bucks will get free wings, Bucks fans that is. There's a loose ball and it's gonna be picked up at midcourt by Thanasis. Man, the scramble drill is on. You Curly out there. Harlem Globetrotters would have loved it. Going the other direction. Magic have it after the turnover. A drive and a thunderous one-hand slam from Anthony Black. Number 6 overall draft pick of the Magic over the summer. Showing the hops there. A minute to play now. Beasley fires one up from three. Just can't find the rhythm. Malik, at one point the NBA's leading three-point shooter, has just not been able to find the rhythm the last 17 games. He's in a extended drought. Here's a pass inside. Bitadze lost it for a moment, but he gathers it back. Sends out top. Black works it to the near side. A head fake and a three from OKK. Misses short. Long rebound picked up by Livingston. Thanasis was crying for the ball. Screaming, give me the ball. But Livingston said, I'm taking it myself. Thanasis was in front of him. Probably should have passed it to him, actually. His TA would have had an unobstructed path to the rim, but the rookie out of Kentucky, Livingston, says, I'm taking care of this myself. He'll go to the line. Two free throws coming, 31.6 seconds to play. Just got the text message, 5 free boneless wings with any purchase. Use code BUCKSFOUL.
Who texted you
from
that?
Wingstop.
No. What are you gonna say?
I'm on speed dial. Second free throw misses. I guess it's the alert. It wasn't a text. It was the Bucks app. So here comes the Magic the other way. 117-99. Bucks have had this thing pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered since the first quarter. This has been a dominant performance from Milwaukee tonight. Thanasis gets in the way of the shot, and now holding his head is Bitadze behind the play. There was no whistle. Bucks will move it into the front court and dribble this thing to the finish line. Final seconds tick off the clock, and what a win it was. Short-handed tonight, you wouldn't have known it. 117-99, the Bucks cap off the back-to-back sweep. Boston one night ago, Orlando tonight, and in the process have secured a much more comfortable position heading into the final weekend of this NBA regular season schedule. Coming up with another hard-earned win here tonight, minus both Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Magic played without Gary Harris or Franz Wagner, but for Milwaukee, this one was never in question. A huge win for this team, two consecutive huge wins, and leaving folks around the Cream State feeling a little bit better about their wake-up call tomorrow morning than they did getting up this morning, not knowing what was going on with Giannis, and of course, still waiting to find out, but it appears a calf strain, and he hopefully will be available for the playoffs, but we will monitor that. He is unavailable for the rest of the regular season. But what did you like most about what you saw tonight, Justin Garcia?
just how they played together and the fact that once this got to 14 or 15, it never really drifted from there. We talked about what the Magic were able to do with free throws, keeping their offense afloat in the third quarter. You know, that can start to spin the game, and the Magic can build off that. You can lead to miscues from it. The Bucks never let it get to them. Their offense played very well in that third quarter and sustained it, and they never let Orlando get back into this game.
And the defense was really solid tonight. It forced a lot of turnovers, as it was particularly in the first half pronounced. But they got 27 points tonight off of 16 turnovers, and back-to-back nights holding an opponent under 100 points. No easy feat against particularly these are playoff-caliber teams that they will – be seeing, of course, both of them a bit shorthanded here tonight, as were the Bucks, for that matter. So it is not March anymore, but survive in advance, and that is what the Bucks were able to do here tonight. Jay Crowder is about to put the headset on. Is Jay tonight coming up off the bench with 14 points, 4 rebounds for the Bucks? And Jay, man, I'll tell you, let me start with this. This is two nights in a row. You guys circle the wagons. Giannis goes down, fourth quarter, you finish it off. Tonight, no Chris Middleton, no Giannis again, and another complete team effort. How good does this one feel?
I mean, it feels good just to, like you said, bounce back. We had a little mishap last night with Giannis, but we kept our focus, and we just came in and got the game done tonight.
Jay, before the game tonight, Doc talked about your team's resiliency. Bobby Portis said last night that, you know, we've been through all this all season long. What do these types of performances, when you're playing without two big pieces and still get a big win, what does that do for the group?
I mean, it builds character. It gives confidence to throughout everybody in our group. Just to get the confidence, just to know we can still get the job done no matter who's on the court. Next man up mentality, we did good tonight.
All right, they're not chanting Jay, but but you did have a good game. How about that, dude? I got to ask you one last question. Yeah. Heartbeat of this team, getting it done.
Yeah, he played well. He's on a rampage right now. He's playing fearless. He's taking his shots. He's been aggressive. Man, we ride him right now, so he's done a good job with that.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, enjoy it. Bucks win it 117-99, taking down the Magic tonight here at Fiserv Forum. Put themselves in a pretty advantageous spot here going into the final weekend of the regular season. We're going to step aside. We will come back with more after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olsen were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Get started.
Well, most lopsided win for the Bucks going back to February 27th, 20 games ago tonight. In spite of the fact the Bucks played without both Chris Middleton and Giannis tonight, they come away with a 117-99 victory here in front of the home fans. Final regular season game of the year. Good send-off for the Bucks. We'll hit the road for two straight to round out this regular season. Reminder, this copyright broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcasted, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We are presented by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks! By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. All right, coming back in a moment with Justin Garcia. It is the Bucks postgame report. We'll hear from Doc Rivers after these words. That is coming up on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Pick and Save always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Pick and Save app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
117-99, the final score here tonight inside of Fiserv Forum. Bucks knock off the Orlando Magic. A big win tonight for the Bucks. So with this win, the Magic cannot catch the Bucks in the Eastern Conference standings. The Indiana Pacers cannot either, even though they hold the head-to-head tiebreakers. The Bucks are now three games up on both of those teams. So that leaves just the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks for the Bucks to worry about. Two games up on those Cavs with two games remaining. You're essentially two up on the Knicks, given that you have the tiebreaker. So that's what this win means. But more importantly, as we talked about with Jay Crowder and talked about throughout the game, the way this team responded and the way that they brought the energy tonight, and we've seen them do this a number of times in games without Giannis, without any of their top stars, this group just comes together as a team, and I think especially the play of Bobby Portis and Pat Beverly tonight, as those guys were the instigators and really drove everything for this Bucks team.
Yeah, and the other thing, just real quick to follow up on what you said in terms of what this win means tonight in terms of the standings, it also means you've clinched home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs at least, and potentially the first two rounds should you be able to get there. So ultimately, the biggest thing is the Bucks are playing. They've kind of found, in some ways, they may be able to unearth some things that they wouldn't otherwise had they had all their studs here, which is to say a little bit of swagger from the bench and a little bit of that toughness those guys believe in, that they can bring something. And, of course, it's going to be chemistry putting it all together. if and when you get everybody healthy together. That's been the big if and when all season long. But, yeah, toughness. I mean, again, we've said it so many times. Iron sharpens iron, and right now this Bucks team is in a spot where they have seen some adversity, and they have gotten potentially stronger for it. We'll see over time, but there's not going to be a whole lot this group hasn't seen, as Bobby Portis talked to us last night about. And, boy, he backed it up tonight. He was special. 30 points, 9 rebounds. How about a career-high 5 steals to go with that? Season-high 14 field goals. I mean, he was just awesome.
He was awesome. Second time this season he's had a 20-point half. And Pat Beverly, I thought, was very, very good once again after a big performance last night with 20 and 10. Pat Beverly flirted with a triple-double with 13, 8, and 6. It's not singularly Pat Beverly, but you've seen some differences in the defense with Pat Beverly in the starting lineup, too. And I think the big thing is Damian Lillard and pairing him with a defensive guard in the backcourt. That's helped unleash him. But Dame as well, you know, he may have had a rough shooting night from the three-point line at 3 of 8, but what we saw with his burst, beating his man on the perimeter, getting to the lane and to the rim and finishing there and getting to the free throw line subsequently from there, those parts of his game are going to be huge for this team as we move into the postseason.
Yeah, and for Lillard, you mentioned those free throws. It's going to be important. So we'll see. But, by the way, it's also fun for the fans to get this send-off to final regular season game. They had the Dame Lillard bobbleheads tonight. They got
the fan
appreciation.
Oh, I thought you meant because Thanasis just hit a half-court three.
Yeah, well, we see that all the time. You know, they're used to that. Thanasis knocking down half-quarters, no big deal. But good vibes in the building, and this is always a little more enjoyable when you have a send-off like this.
So now Friday night in Oklahoma City against the Thunder, and you wrap up the regular season against this Magic team on the road Sunday afternoon. Those are going to present challenges. Again, you never know what the final weekend of the season will bring, as there's a lot of variables in play in terms of seeding in both conferences. Both of those teams are going to be playoff teams as well, so a lot of variables that we could see this weekend. But the big thing, as we pointed to, you're guaranteed to finish a little lower than fourth. You will have home court advantage once again in at least the first round of the postseason, and you followed up the four-game losing streak with two very impressive wins. Even though both these opponents were down some pieces, you played this game without Giannis and Chris Middleton, and that Celtics game, you just needed to win.
Absolutely. So mission accomplished, and take it from here. See if you can carry this a little further.
Mission accomplished indeed. So Friday night in Oklahoma City against the Thunder, that is when we will reconvene and check in with you on the road for the final two games of the regular season, Dave.
All right, we will talk to you from OKC and then take this thing back and see this Magic team again. That'll be an interesting rematch given how lopsided this one was tonight. But, again, you needed to win one of two at least for the Bucks, and they were able to do that tonight. So kudos, tip of the cap to this group showing that resilience again tonight.
117-99, the final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. Bucks knock off the Magic. And in pretty good shape now as they start to move towards the postseason. More scores that will start to go final, and we'll update you even more on the standings. But here's what we do know in the Eastern Conference as of this moment. Boston Celtics have long been the one seed. We've known that for a couple of weeks now. The Atlanta Hawks lost tonight to the Charlotte Hornets in the game that marked the return of Trae Young. So Atlanta, with two games left this season, is two games behind the Chicago Bulls in the loss column, and the Bulls do own the head-to-head tiebreaker. That means the Bulls will be the 9 seed. The Hawks will be the 10 seed. So we know 3 seeds in the Eastern Conference. We know where 2 teams will finish in the West, and that is the Clippers and Mavericks. They will play each other in the 4-5 matchup in the first round. Who hosts that game is still in the air, as the Clippers right now would be that team. But that's what we know, and that also means the Timberwolves, Nuggets, and Thunder are all guaranteed to finish in the top 3 in the West. Everything else remains uncertain. But for the Bucks, again, the big takeaway here, your magic number now is just 1. 1 win or 1 loss by the Knicks and Cavaliers, and you will clinch the 2 seed. That would give you home court advantage in the first round, in the second round, should you get there as well. So a much-needed win tonight for the Bucks, who have snapped a 4-game losing streak with back-to-back wins. And this second one coming on a night where they played without Giannis. We know they'll play without Giannis in these final 2 regular season games as well. Also played without Chris Middleton tonight, but a big win for the Bucks, an impressive win, knocking off the Orlando Magic. Mentioned it was a big game from Bobby Portis. He really was the lifeblood of the Bucks in the first half of this game. BP finished the game with 30 points, led all scorers with those 30 points. 2 of 2 on his 3-point attempts, 14 of 18 from the floor, 9 rebounds, 5 steals. That is a career high for Bobby Portis. Damian Lillard with a relatively quiet 29 points. He was 10 of 19 from the field, was Dame, and 7 of 11 on his 2-point attempts. A majority of those were coming at the rim, as Damian Lillard, again, able to get into the lane and finish in the paint. So he and Bobby combined for 59 points. Pat Beverly with another big performance, starting in his second consecutive game, 13 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists for Pat Beverly. And 10 points from Brook Lopez, who also had 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 blocked shots in the victory. As for the Orlando Magic, they were led in scoring tonight by Cole Anthony, who poured in 23 points off the bench. 10 of those came in the second half. 20 points from Paolo Banchero and 18 points from Jalen Suggs, though Suggs finished this game with 5 fouls, a couple of those early and 2 on 3-point attempts. Some of the areas of note in terms of the team numbers for the Bucks, what they did defensively to this Magic squad, forcing 16 turnovers. Bucks themselves had 15, but points off of turnovers, the area to circle, the area of note, I should say, the Bucks on those 16 turnovers turned those into 27 points. The Magic, meanwhile, with 15 points scored off of those 15 Bucks turnovers. And offensive rebounds, Bucks doubled up the Magic in that area as well. We'll finish that point in a moment. Time to hear some thoughts from head coach Doc Rivers.
Hey, Doc. Just what do you think about the defense leading to the offense in the first half?
It was great. I just thought we had a lot of energy, active hands. We really clogged the paint up. We wanted Banchero to see more than just the guy guard him the entire night, and I thought overall we did that. He got loose a little bit, I think, in the third. But I just liked how we played together defensively.
I think Bobby ends up with 5 steals. What do you think about his ability to
– Bobby all year. I don't know who's 6-man. I don't know anything about that stuff. Do I vote? I don't even know if I vote for it. But if I voted, it'd be for Bobby. I would say that because he's been fantastic. Every night he gives us something. Tonight it was, obviously the scoring, and that's what people look at. But I thought he was more important defensively with his hands and his rebounding. I thought that was more important than his scoring tonight.
Just what do you think of Dame being able to get to the rim tonight?
That was great. We did a good job of trying to pick him to take off the dribble. I thought in the beginning of the game we were impatient with it. And then as the game went on, we got in a great rhythm with it. And it started with our guard setting picks and holding them. We slip, the whole league slips so much. And we told them before the game, today is not a slip night. It's a hold the pick night. And we struggled with it early, and then we got into it. It was really good to see.
You talked about the heaviness around the team that was feeling last week.
Yeah.
Just how did just getting a couple victories just switch the vibes around a little bit?
Yeah, it does. I mean, now we're the best team in the league, right? You know what I mean? But wins help. You know that. Like, in life or anything. And losing is no fun. And it gets heavy. So, last night's game was probably the reason we won tonight. And it's a good thing.
Doc, you're, missing roughly 50 points, 10, 12 assists with Chris and Giannis out. So what did you think of, A, the ball movement to get everyone involved, but then even on the other side, the connectivity on defense and just the way that they...
I thought they both had to go together. For us to score, I thought we had to create some turnovers and be really active. And then on the other end, I just thought the ball moved. It was great. You know, we got stagnant a couple of times. Some of them were on purpose to use clock. I felt like I was in a college game trying to dribble the clock out. But overall, I thought the ball just kept hopping. I mean, we got the 24-second violation. It was an overpass. But I'd rather see that. So with guys out, and you know, especially with Giannis out these next couple, we have to learn how to play that way anyway. So this is good practice for us.
What is it about that Bobby Portis, Pat Beverly duo that injects so much energy into the team?
They're both nuts, you know, in a very good way. I love guys like them that can be that way but still be under control. You know what I mean? They give the team energy. They're natural instigators. You know, they're not like, it's not fake. It's what they do, but they're not trying to do it. They just do it. And having guys like that on your team are invaluable.
We were told AJ Green had, a left ankle sprain. Just kind of what happened there that he wasn't able to continue?
I never saw it, so I don't know what happened. I just knew I asked him a question at halftime, and I realized he wasn't in his seat. That's when I knew he was out, and they said he was in the training room getting treatment. Even then, I thought he was coming back in, but they said, you know, swelled up a little bit. So I don't think it's bad, but, you know, couldn't play the rest of this game. Thanks, guys.
That is Bucks head coach Doc Rivers as his team knocks off the Magic tonight. An impressive win, doing so without Giannis and without Chris Middleton, and against a Magic team that, as we mentioned coming into this one, they could catch the Bucks. Orlando could have finished as high as second in the Eastern Conference standings. That now is no longer possible, but a big win after a four-game losing streak. Back-to-back wins by the Bucks now against the Celtics, and here tonight at home against the Orlando Magic, the final home game of the regular season. But we do know the Bucks' first two games of the playoffs will now be in this building, as this win tonight means Bucks are now guaranteed to finish no lower than fourth in the Eastern Conference, and the magic number to clinch the two seed is just one. So a win in either of these final two games this regular season, against the Oklahoma City Thunder on Friday night and against the Magic, this same Magic team, on Sunday, or loss by the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers, that would secure the two seed for the Bucks. A loss by either of those teams too would secure the three seed for the Bucks. So they remain in a very good spot despite that four-game losing streak, and in spite of that injury to Giannis, who again we know will not play in either of the final two regular season games to close out this season. And the hope is he will be available for the start, or at least at some point in the postseason. 117-99, the final score tonight. And oh, by the way, another game under Doc Rivers where this Bucks defense holds an opponent below 100 points. An 18-point win in the final regular season home game here inside of Fiserv Forum as this team gears up for the postseason. We'll get to the rest of the numbers on the postgame show after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how. A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead and tell every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. The Bucks beat the Magic tonight 117-99. Now just two games remain in the regular season, and we know the Bucks not only headed to the postseason, they will be doing so as, at the very least, the four seed, still controlling their destiny. Win out and you will be the two seed. We know that much, but again, that Magic number is one. Just one win would lock up the two seed for the Bucks. Either that or one loss by the Knicks and one loss by the Cavaliers. The Knicks, by the way, play the Celtics tomorrow night. Cavaliers have a big game as well against the Indiana Pacers on Friday night. That game is big because the Indiana Pacers are looking to potentially move up in the standings in the Eastern Conference. Right now, they're the sixth seed. That would draw the three seed, which as of this moment is the New York Knicks. But they also need to hold off the Philadelphia 76ers, who have a game with the Magic yet. So the Magic close out the regular season here in Milwaukee, then against the 76ers, and then Sunday against the Bucks. So there is still a lot of movement possible in the Eastern Conference standings, and two tough games remain for both the Cavaliers and the New York Knicks. The Bucks won the game. They also won the opening tip tonight, and in doing so, they have scored another $500 for Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. In doing so, they've scored another $500 from Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. So a couple of games in a row now that Brook Lopez has won that opening tip. As a team, the Bucks dished out 27 assists in this win. They were led by Damian Lillard. 9 of those 27 assists. That includes our assist of the game, brought to you by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. All told, 5 Bucks players scored in double figures, 4 in the starting lineup, led by Bobby Portis. 30 points, 9 rebounds, and a career-high 5 steals for BP. 29 points from Damian Lillard, including those 9 assists we just referenced, and 6 rebounds as well. 13 from Pat Beverly, 13 points on 4 of 6 shooting. He was a perfect 3 of 3 on his threes. 8 rebounds and 6 assists for Pat Bev. Brook Lopez, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 blocked shots. And Malik Beasley back in the starting lineup tonight with no Chris Middleton or Giannis. Bees with 8 points and 5 rebounds in his 25 minutes. The other player to reach double figures was Jay Crowder. 14 points off the bench for Jay and 4 rebounds as well. The rest of the bench, 5 points from Andre Jackson Jr., 5 points from Pat Connaughton, 2 points from A.J. Green, and Chris Livingston adding the final point from that second unit as this Bucks team really kept the Magic down by around 14, 15 points ever since the midpoint of the second quarter through the duration of the game. Bucks finished the game shooting 51% from the floor. The Magic shot 46% from the field. Up to 38% shooting as well were the Bucks. Magic got to 37%. Bucks hit 15 of their 43s for that 38%. The Magic went 11 of 30. And one day removed from a game where we saw a total of 2 free throws attempted, this game saw the Bucks take 20 and the Orlando Magic take 23 of them. 13 of those 23 for the Magic came in the third quarter. Bucks go 16 of 20. Magic goes 16 of 23. And finally, I mentioned the turnovers. Again, Bucks forced 16 Magic turnovers, and they turned those into 27 points off of turnovers. Bucks also had 10 offensive rebounds, scored 9 second chance points off of those. They won the hustle categories,
And that offense, the shots started to fall at a higher rate in those final 24 minutes. All told, an impressive win tonight for the Bucks, doing so without Giannis and without Chris Middleton, and against a team, a younger team, a hungry team, and a team still fighting for something in the standings. Bucks now make it two straight wins after that four-game losing streak. And again, this win means they cannot finish any lower than fourth in the Eastern Conference. 117-299, the final score tonight inside of Fiserv Forum. We'll take a look at the play of the game, get you up to speed on the NBA scoreboard, and what that means for your Eastern Conference standings. All of that and more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Garcia back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. A big Bucks win tonight, taking down the Orlando Magic 117-99 behind big performances from Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard, and Pat Beverly. Bobby Portis and Damian Lillard, by the way, combining for 59 points. Roughly half, more than half, of this Bucks offensive production coming from that duo of Bobby Portis and Damian Lillard. 30 from Bobby and a career-high 5 steals and 29 points from Damian Lillard. As for the Magic, they were led tonight, as we mentioned, by Cole Anthony. They got 46 points from their bench. That really the only area where the Magic won when you look up and down the stat sheet here. As we mentioned, the Bucks with more offensive rebounds. They scored more second-chance points off of those. They forced more turnovers, scored more points off of turnovers, hit more threes, shot at a higher rate from the field, and also narrowly won points in the paint. 42 for the Bucks to 40 for the Orlando Magic. Only area the Magic did win was bench production. 46 for the Magic to 27 for the Bucks. 23 of those 46, again, coming from Cole Anthony. 7 from Mo Wagner, 5 from Anthony Black, our old friend Joe Ingles. 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Jet Howard, the rookie, also had 3 points. So did Admiral Schofield and Goga Bitadze with the final 2 points for that Orlando Magic second unit. 2 starters in double figures for the Magic. Wendell Carter Jr., not one of them, 9 points. 3 rebounds. That was it for Carter. Markelle Fultz, 6 points on 3 of 5 shooting. And Caleb Houston, held scoreless in this game, 0 for 5 from the field. Those two starters that scored in double figures, Paolo Banchero, 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. You heard Doc Rivers say his team did a very good job constantly throwing bodies at him, making sure there was length out there on Paolo Banchero. And Jalen Suggs, 18 points, the only other Magic player to reach double figures. Play of the game tonight brought to you by Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Our play of the game is the stat line of Bobby Portis, more specifically in the first.